3. Captain, my captain. The beach was less sand than rock, a jagged kind of black lava. The water swirled and splashed among the rocks and didn't look too great for wading, so I sat on a more or less smooth rock and enjoyed the sun and salt air. Real earth air. Breathe it while you can. There was a big gray iguana on a rock, maybe 10 yards away, who ignored me. He didn't look real. With the noise of the surf on the rocks, I didn't hear the man come up behind me. Carmandula? I jerked around, startled. He was a strange-looking older guy, maybe 30, his skin white as chalk. With a closer look, I saw it wasn't his skin. It really was something chalky, some kind of absolute sunblock. He was dressed in white, too. Long pants and long sleeves and a broad-brimmed hat. Kind of good-looking aside from the clothes. Didn't mean to startle you. He offered his hand, dry and strong under the chalk. I'm Paul Collins, your pilot. Recognized you from the passenger roster. The climber has a pilot? No, just an attendant. What's to pilot? He smiled, metal teeth. I'm the pilot of the John Carter of Mars, this time out. Wow, you've done it before? He nodded. Twice as pilot, once as co-pilot, there and back. He looked out over the ocean. This'll be the last one. I'm staying on Mars.
The whole 5 years?
He shook his head. Staying.
Forever?
If I live forever. He squatted down and picked up a flat stone and spun it out over the water. It skipped once. The iguana blinked at it. I have to stay on either Earth or Mars. I'm sort of maxed out on radiation. God, I'd stay on Earth. Was he crazy? I mean, if I was worried about radiation. It's not so bad on Mars, underground, he said, and tried another stone. It just sank. Go up to the surface once a week. And those limits are for people who want to have children. I don't. Me neither, I said. And he was tactful enough not to press for details. That's why you're so protected? I mean, the white stuff? No, more thinking about sunburn than hard radiation. He took off his hat and ran his fingers through his hair, what there was of it. It had obviously just been mowed, down to about a quarter inch, except for a trim mohawk. I haven't had a tan since I was just a little older than you.
19, I said, adding 6 weeks.
Yeah, 21. That's when I joined the Space Force. They don't encourage tans.
That was interesting. I didn't know the military was in on the Mars Project.
Officially, anyhow.
They aren't. He eased himself down, stiffly, to sit on the rocks.
I quit after 5 years. It was all air flying. One suborbital. Big deal. My tour was up, and this sounded more interesting.
But you only get to do it 3 or 4 times?
There's that, he admitted, and threw a pebble at the iguana, missing by a mile. They're way too conservative. I'm trying to change their minds.
You couldn't do that better here, on Earth?
I sat down next to him. Well, yes and no. Right now, if I stay there, I'll be the only pilot on Mars, in case something goes wrong and they need one.
He threw another pebble at the lizard and missed by even more.
Can't throw worth a shit since I went to space.
I took aim and missed the creature only by inches. It glared at me for a long second and slid into the water.
Not bad for a girl.
I decided he was joking, but you couldn't tell from his expression.
I've heard that spaceflight can be hard on the muscles. It is. Even though you exercise every day, you get weaker. I'm weak as a kitten in all this gravity.
Inanely, I said, I left my cat behind, in Florida.
How old was it? Is it?
9. Half my age. I hadn't thought of that.
He nodded. Not too old.
Yeah, but she won't be my cat when we get back.
Might be. They're funny creatures.
He rubbed his fingers as if they hurt.
So, you're out of school?
I shook my head no. Going to start university by VR in September. Maryland.
That'll be interesting. Odd.
He laughed.
I partied through my first year. Almost flunked out. Guess you won't have to worry about that.
There aren't any parties on Mars? I'm disappointed.
Oh, you have people. You have parties. Not too wild. You can't exactly send out for pizza and crack a keg of beer.
I had a sudden empty feeling. Not hunger for pizza. I tried to push it away.
What do you do for fun? Go out exploring? Yeah, I do that. Go up and collect rocks. I'm a geologist by training, before I became a flyboy. Aerologist now.
I knew about that. Ares is Greek for Mars.
Ever discover anything new? Sure, almost every time. But it's like being a kid in a candy store. Or it would be if you could find a store where they kept bringing in new candy. It's not hard to find stuff that's never been classified. You into geology?
No, more like English and history. I had to take Earth and Planet Science, but it wasn't my favorite. My only C besides calculus, actually.
You might learn to like it once you have a new planet to explore.
He wiggled a pebble out of the sand and looked at it. Purple. Scratched it with his thumbnail.
Funny color for lava.
He tossed it away.
I could show you around if you like.
Mars.
Good grief, I thought. Is the pilot hitting on me? Over 30?
I don't want to be a bother. Just go out by myself and wander around.
Nobody goes out alone, he said, suddenly serious. Something goes wrong, you could be dead in a minute.
He shrugged.
No could about it, really. Mars is more dangerous than space. Outer space. The air's so thin, it might as well be a vacuum for breathing.
Yeah.
It's not like I'd never seen a movie. And then the sandstorms? Well, they don't exactly sneak up on you. The main danger is getting careless. You've got ground and sky and gravity. It feels safer than space, but it's not.
He looked at his watch and got up slowly.
Better get on with my exercise. See you tomorrow.
He plodded off, obviously feeling the gravity. I didn't ask whether he wanted company.
Interesting guy. But we were going to be stuck in a room together for 6 months and would see plenty of each other.
I didn't really feel like company at all. Maybe I could put up with the iguana. I picked my way out to the farthest place I could stand without getting my feet too wet and watched the swirling, crashing water.